She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue.
Well, I hope you don't have the lonesome blues this morning, because you know what? You got so much to be thankful for. I want to bring a couple things to light here about that. Number one, that there was a young man came to Jesus. He said, "What can I do, good master?" And Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? Only God is good." And what he was really saying was, if you're gonna deal with me, you're gonna have to realize that you are literally dealing with God. And so one of the things I wanted to kind of start with this morning a little bit was the idea that this gospel in Acts 20:24, and I'll try to explain myself here. Paul was getting ready to head to Rome, actually. He had a lot of people that threatening him. He had prophetic words against him, but he said, "None of these things really move me. Neither count I my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course with joy." I hope you can think of finishing your course with joy. "And the ministry which I have received of the Lord to testify the gospel of the grace of God." And I thought, wow, what a statement. I mean, we sometimes can miss something, but this gospel is about a lot of unconditional things. There is conditional things in this gospel, but one of the frontal things that he says here is that this is the gospel of the grace of God. Well, what several things we know about grace is that it's unearned. It's unconditional. There's just so many things about it that he wants us to realize, so that we're knowing that it does not depend upon our achievement, our earning something, or literally even deserving it. We didn't deserve what we've been given in God. So it just proves his love and his kindness and his everlasting kindness. So I want to talk a little bit this morning about one of the major components of the unconditional things. There's so many unconditional things that happen to you when you become a brand new creation. Just in that one verse, you become a new creation. Old things are passed away. Say that with me. My old things are gone. They're passed away. And all things become new. All things become new. And so right there, that all happened to you, and you had very little to do with it other than to receive the gift of God. And I want to talk about, as this week and this weekend, I hope to discuss the gift of righteousness, because God has gifted us with righteousness. And so in Romans 1:16, it says that I'm not ashamed. Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of this gospel. I'm not going to hang my head down. I may not say it perfectly. I may not do my ministry perfectly, but I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, the grace of God, because it is carrying power. It is the carrying power of God. The gospel carries the power of God. The gospel carries the anointing of God." And so God has given us his good news, you might say, this news of the truth of Christ, the cross of Christ, the death of Christ, the burial of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, the ascension of Christ. All of these things have bearing on who you are now, who we are now. And so I want us to think of that. The very next verse, Romans 1:17, says, "For in this gospel," or therein, he says, is the grace of God shown forth. But better yet, it says, "Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And actually, righteousness is literally talked about more in the scriptures than faith is. And so it's very important that we understand that faith, without faith, you can't please God. And I think without an understanding of what's happened to you in this whole thing, you're probably not going to experience what God's got for you. So I want one scripture here to finish up this morning. It's Romans 5:17, I believe, and that is that he says in Romans 5:17, he says, "Those that receive the abundance of grace, for what by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more. So in other words, a lot happened to mankind in Adam, but God says here in verse 17, much more, they, much more, whoa, I can't get off it, much more, I'm hung up, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. And I want you to know, many of us have got a lot of things in our lives. We've got a lot of baggage. We've got a lot of hurt. We've got a lot of things going on. It's a troubled world, but you know what? God wants us to reign. First of all, we can't reign anywhere if we can't reign ourselves. And God wants to give us, through the force of righteousness, through righteousness, through the goodness of God, He wants us to reign in our own lives. Maybe reigning over our flesh, maybe reigning over our thoughts. But first it has to start with reigning. And God says the gospel carries enough power in it to help you reign in life. Father, I bless these, your people. I thank you, Lord God, for them and what they have to participate in concerning kingdom. And I pray that this is a week of reminders and awareness. One of the scriptures says, awake to righteousness and sin not. So go forth, warriors. Go forth, champions. God's going to show you good things this week. In Jesus' name, amen.